Today, we are new men, new individuals, with not even any resemblance of the people we were before the holiday of Purim. Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, it says openly in the Megillah. Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Zayin, that after we saw the great miracles, the Jewish people, that they were saved from the nefarious foe Amalek, who was manifesting himself in the human form of Haman, but God saved us from annihilation. Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, we recommitted, re-undertook to keep Hashem's Torah. We were now irrevocably obligated because we wanted to keep Hashem's Torah. Rava tells us on page Peches of Masechta Shabbos that even though that the Torah, we accepted upon ourselves with some amounts of coercion, Na'asa v'nishma, for Kavu Aleim Harkagigas, God held a mountain above the Jewish people and said, accept the Torah, otherwise you'll be buried right here. That's all great. But everything changed when Purim happened. Says Rava, but Hadar Kiblua Bimei Achashverosh. Rava says, but we reaccepted the Torah, a whole new commitment, a whole new reinvigorating and re-inspired commitment, a whole new covenant was bonded and forged between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. When we saw, says Rashi, may Avas HaNation Asalahem, from this love that God saved us. He cares about us even when we are in this dark exile of Gullus. So we re-inspired ourselves and recommitted to keeping Hashem's laws. Judaism with new vitality, with new vigor. We embraced it. We were stimulated to jump in with love and with Ahava. So we're new people with new commitments. Right now, after the holiday of Purim. And Ramah, in his epic commentary, Macher Yain on the Megillah, says that Kimu v'kiblu, what does it mean that we were now re-accepting upon ourselves from the holiday of Purim to keep Hashem's Torah? It means l'ho'ir oizen ha'noshim, to inspire people that they see Hashem's watching and they see that this commitment was done with love, that each person is meant to re-inspire his commitment to Torah and mitzvahs. Because just like a couple that goes through a really life-threatening situation where one spouse saves the other one, that there's new fostered love, ahava, between the couple, new gratitude, so too we were saved. And now with love, we all refresh ourselves. New commitments to davening and to learning and to mitzvos. A new embracing of Hashem's holy laws. That is what we learn from the holiday of Purim.